resume here?
I'm here to help the team win. That's my first priority, being the best football player I could be. That comes first and foremost. Anything else after that, I have no control over, man. But I'm here to help this team win and do that the best way I know how, and that's being the best wide receiver.
When you left in September 2016, the Browns were like, enough. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. there wasn't a move made, but that mm-hmm. was the feeling here. How did you feel about that? Are you over that, or is that still an issue you have to work out with the people here?
Considering my situation, I believe that's fair, just a frustration aspect of it. Myself, the franchise, fans, everybody was frustrated at that point in time, so I understand it. I believe me and Coach Jackson, Sasha Brown, the front office, have moved on. They obviously welcomed me back into the organization. So that being the past is the past, and we're looking forward to this year.
Do you feel like when you come back in here now with a fresh, clean slate?
Do I feel that way?
Yeah.
For me, yes. For me, it is. For everybody else, I can't speak for anybody else. But for me, I'm doing my part, you know. And for me, it is a brand new thing. It's fresh faces, fresh experience, new opportunity, and I'm excited about it.
Can you give some examples of some of the people here who are helping you make a transition back?
The organization in its entirety has been very instrumental in helping implement the transition back here. So I'm definitely appreciative of everybody. It's been a full job for everybody, I think, and I've leaned on everybody, and they've been able to help me, so I'm thankful for that.
Are you frustrated at all on the timetable that gives you only five games? I mean, six seems to be a big number, but five. Did you question why it turned out that way?
It worked out the way it worked out. You know, I have no control over that situation. More than anything, I'm just glad to be back playing in any capacity. The rest, I think, will take care of itself when it gets there.
Josh, when I asked you in there, I did refer to that GQ article, but it is an important question. What will it be like to play a game sober when you haven't, and by your words, done that?
Yeah, like I said before, I think anything like that has already been stated, you know, considering things in the past right now. I know I'm clean and sober, and I'm looking forward to that. And I think the ceiling is very high,
but
and there's a lot of potential there. So
those of us who haven't seen that part, I mean, I saw this quote that you said you haven't. So what will it be like to be in that situation?
Like I said, it's fresh opportunities. It's new for everybody, fresh start for me. I'm looking to take advantage of it and do the best I can.
What was the idea that you'll be able to play at a high level? I mean, playing catch with good quarterbacks, wherever you might have been doing that? Or what are the things that make you think you can come back and be a really good receiver?
I feel confident for the mere fact of the amount of work I put in, you know. And that in and of itself is where I know can translate towards the field. I feel as though I work harder than anybody else in my position, and I do that specifically to make sure and I can ensure myself to be the best version of myself I could be. And if I can get the rest of it, that's just extra for me, you know. But I plan on being the best, and I plan on working harder and not working anybody else, opposing me or anybody in the room, just as far as it goes competition-wise, just to create that atmosphere. So for me, I'm definitely confident in what I can produce and what I can put out there.
What was Hugh Jackson's message to you? What was that meeting like with him yesterday when you guys sat down face-to-face?
It was good. It was a bunch of laughs, a bunch of smiles. Coach Jackson's a great guy. He understands football. He understands players. And me and him have a good relationship. And he's supportive more than anything. He's just shown his support throughout the entirety of my transition coming back. And I'm glad to be working with him, and I'm glad that he's here.
What about Roger Goodell? I mean, you had an opportunity to sit down, to talk with him. Obviously, he laid things out to you, but could you just touch on your relationship with the commissioner and also, you know, what he has he's done to help you?
Commissioner Goodell has extended every resource possible. You know, I definitely have to give a lot of thanks and gratitude towards NFL, NFLPA, and the program altogether, just by allowing me the length of opportunity to get back and keep coming back and keep trying and keep trying. So he's been with me side by side in that fact, and talking with him, he continued to show that love and that support, you know, and I'm grateful to have him in my corner, and I know I can lean on him and rely on him, and he's been open and available, and just overall a real asset to me.
Hey, Josh, what's the dream for you? What going forward, what's the most you can possibly hope for?
The most I could possibly hope for is being the best, as far as football goes, being the best wide receiver I could be, the best version of myself I could be, in the greatest shape, possibly, and giving 100%. I feel as though I could stick to that plan. The rest will take care of itself. But ultimately, my goal is to be the best wide receiver of all time. You know, so I think any wide receiver, anybody, any position should see themselves in that way. They should work towards that goal. For me, that's always been my goal, and I think it's just been reaffirmed for me, you know, time and time again. And now being back in a situation to do it, I plan on seeing it through.
Have you entered into a business relationship with LeBron James's company, and will they represent you going forward?
I have not, but me and LeBron and guys over there, Mav Carter, and they have been instrumental as far as just helping putting things into play and giving advice and some mentorship. So I definitely appreciate him and his camp as to what they do for me.
Have you watched Deshaun Kizer? Have you watched any of his games, and what are your impressions of
him? I've watched every game. He's young like any other rookie or young quarterback coming to the NFL. It's a tough transition, and you know, he's getting the brunt of that as the team is all together, and it comes with experience. That's really the only great tool, learning tool, is experience. For him, I think that's what is going to come into play somewhere down the road. But I talked to him yesterday. He's adamant and really looking forward to getting an extra work. I told him our schedules conflict right now, but when you get a chance, you're not tired. Let's get in some extra work. He was open to it. You know, he approached me about it. So I'm glad that that's where his head is at, and we have room to grow. So that's great that he's there.
No problem. What's been the biggest factor as you've continued down this road to this point today that's helped you be here at this point? What can you put your finger on, if at all?
I think a newfound obsession of improvement, you know? Just wanting to get better and get better every day. And wake up every day with a new opportunity to be the best wide receiver I could be, to be the best teammate I could be the best, you know, friend, every aspect of it. Just doing the most I could do without any type of regret, without any type of shortcoming. Ultimately knowing you're not going to succeed at everything, you know, but those failures all come with experience and learn lessons, you know, and that's something I definitely take, and something I need to use, and something I do implement in my everyday life. So,
Josh, when you talk about wanting to be the greatest receiver of all time, you haven't played in, whatever, 2.5 mm-hmm. years. Is there regret there that 2.5 years of your prime you weren't able to be on the field?
No regret. I think that whole experience was definitely fundamental in my growth. So I needed that.
You had your big year with Brandon Wheaton, Jason Campbell, Vincent Hoyer, Manziel. Now you have guys like Kizer and Hogan here. Mm-hmm. Does it matter to you, the quarterback position?
I think that just goes back to reflect on, you know, just some of the aspects of from working from what within I could work with, and that's just doing what I can do regardless of the circumstances and the pieces around me. And hopefully I could help, you know, where I can to bring somebody else up by doing my part and just, you know, showing and proving by example, you know, whoever it is that's out there on your team, that this is what should, you know, the amount of work that should be put into. You can expect great things, and for quarterbacks, you know, whoever it may be, that hopefully consistently get one that's, you know, going to prove himself and get acclimated and be there. But show the example that if he could do it, I could do it. And hopefully it is with Deshaun Kizer, and we'll see going forward.
You talked about being the best receiver in the league. Mm-hmm. That's professional. What's your personal goal on a day-to-day basis?
Day-to-day basis is wake up and make sure I could improve somewhere that I felt I feel as though that there's a fault or there's a weakness, you know. And I think that every day there's something else to be worked on, whether it's on the field, outside of here, my relationship with my family, you know, whoever it may be, you know. So I always have to continue to check in with myself and do that, take those inventories of specifically where I'm at with it today and kind of just practice self-care. So that's what I try to do.
Josh, on top of all the football stuff that you have to do, one of the things I'm interrupted, I think it was, that you talked about that you're also going to have to work on being a father here for the first time. So what kind of a life-changing event might that be, and how committed are you to making that be a good thing for you too?
I think all of it ties in very keenly to sports, to life. You know, they intertwine very, very closely and similarly. From just the overall stance of, you know, how I view life and my stance on life and the character in which I want to portray, and for my family, for my daughter, you know, be an example for my teammates, you know, really living it out. So for me, it definitely hits close to home on many different levels.
You really emptied your heart and soul in the GQ thing. Was that part of your therapy recovery?
I'm just trying to be as transparent and as honest as I could be in a professional way, and in that platform, that's the way in which it was conveyed, you know, and trying to do the best I can to control that narrative. And for me, it's beneficial to kind of get out in front of it, you know, and let the rest take its natural course.
And you talked about the harassment from some fans. Do you think that was just a minority of the fans, a few whatever knuckleheads, or do you think that people in Cleveland turned on?
That was just my experience. You know, I'm not saying that's what it is for everybody. That was just my experience and me just telling the story. You know, that was my truth. But what was doesn't have to be, you know. So,
were you that transparent in your interview with Goodell, or would he have read that GQ interview and be surprised?
No, he would not be surprised. I was definitely just as transparent. That's the way I plan to move on forward in interpersonal relationships, business relationships with people that need to know certain things in a professional manner or in a non-professional manner, as far as it goes, of just knowing that trust is there and putting in a proper context, which people will not want to exploit. So, yeah.